What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you live on the best podcast app, Anchor, here on my station, Professionally Silly. Thank you so much for blessing me with your lovely, gorgeous ears. I have a project that I'm currently working on right now that I cannot wait to share with you guys. It is positive, it is necessary, and it affects all of us. So stay tuned and make sure you favorite this station so you can also be a part of this awesome, awesome, awesome project. I promise you will be pleased. Once again, Amber Smiles Jones here on Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor. What's up, Smile Squad, Anchor listeners, and iTunes podcast listeners. It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, here on the best podcast app there is, Anchor, on the Professionally Silly Station. Damn, that was a mouthful, but I really meant it. I meant all of that from the heart. Today is a special episode, and I'm hella excited. I'm going to be sharing with you and doing the Dear Body Challenge. A friend of mine and social media mogul, if you will, Ari Fitz, has put together the Dear Body Project to promote self-love. I love this, y'all. This is positive. This is sexy. This is good. And this is a great way to get the weekend started. She asked me to write a letter to my body and share it with all of you. And it's to show that we all have flaws, but let's openly embrace them and who we are. And here's Ari Fitz to tell us exactly what the Dear Body Project is.
What up, y'all? It's Ari Fitz, as you already know. So this project, the Dear Body Project, is just a little thing that I wanted to start to kind of encourage all of us to be a little more honest and vulnerable with the way that we love ourselves and the way that we practice our self-love. So the project is literally just me asking all of you and all of my friends to write love letters to our bodies. And they don't have to be serious like I always am. They can be goofy, they can be silly, they can be raps, they can be songs, they can be whatever they want to be. All that I ask is that they're honest. And so that's the Dear Body Project. That's what this page is all about. And I really hope you all like it. I hope it helps a lot of you. And I hope it's as just unapologetic and beautiful as I think it might be. And on that, I'm done. I hope you all enjoy it. Bye.
That is going to be awesome. I decided to do the Dear Body Challenge. And I want to share with you my Dear Body Challenge with Ari and all of you. I'm really excited because it was something that I needed to do that I didn't know that I needed to do. And it was a good moment for me to reflect on me. You know what I mean? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy it. So I gotta be honest with you, I am uber nervous about reading this live with you guys because, let me tell you something, I have not done spoken word or written poetry or shared my poetry publicly in forever. But I'm hoping that you guys will bear with me and support us, sister, because I'm just trying to express myself in the only way I know how, creatively. So anyways, this is my Dear Body Project entry. Dear body, listen closely. See, we've been together since childhood, and you've always been there for me. From fighting sickness and toughening me up with thick skin because we've been trained to live in the society of thin. That's the world we live in. I've been kicked down, made fun of, and ridiculed, and sadly, even spit on. Stretch marks and muffin tops are frowned upon. And I'm done with letting people treat me as the ugly duckling when the reality is I'm the black swan. Dear body, I will no longer allow others to make me feel unimportant because we don't meet the criteria of sexy, because we don't fit easily into a size 3. I see their glares because of the way I choose to wear my hair. My body may not be what society thinks it should be, but it's mine and it's me. I'm the one who decides what or who I should be. Tactless tongues and fingers spread their versions of truth, their versions of beauty. I remind myself I matter. That's my duty. Mindless trolls share their hatred online, trying desperately to take what's rightfully mine, but they can't. I won't let them, because this Dear Body Project is my anthem. Ooh, okay. I was so nervous. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, you know, just applaud. I love that. Ah, damn. When my heart slows down, I'll come back and talk to you longer. I'll be right back after this message or whatever sound you hear. I don't know. Yay! What's up? What's up? Your Audible Boo thing is back. Amber Smiles Jones here. I just want to thank Ari Fitz for asking me to be a part of the Dear Body Project. I didn't realize how much I needed it until I actually did it, you know? And as a woman, it can be hard to see your beauty when so many people bring you down. As a social media personality, I've opened myself up to even more cruelty and criticism than the average person. And, you know, I mentioned in my poem that I've been spat on, you know, before. And that actually happened to me when I was in middle school. A young white boy spit in my face and called me a fat ass ugly monkey. Now, as a child, that broke me. I didn't understand where this came from or why, you know. And as a woman, it still hurts. You know, adults are just children that pay bills, you know. And it hurts more because you always were told when you're a kid, oh, and when you get older, you know, things will be different. No, they don't. Now they're just big ass kids who drive cars. It's, you know, but I'm really, really glad that Ari brought this project to life. And it was therapeutic to fall in love with myself all over again. And I encourage all of you to write a letter to your body. And if you like, post it on your Instagram and your Twitter with the hashtag Dear Body Project, hashtag Dear Body Challenge, and hashtag Dear Body. And of course, you can tag myself and Ari included. I'll put our social media handles on here somewhere in the podcast. But I want to share with you a few Dear Body Project entries from different people around the country thus far. And if you want to hear more after you've heard these, you can always visit the Dear Body Project pages on Twitter and Instagram to see more awesome entries. And you can also find Ari Fitz's Instagram, Twitter page, as well as my Instagram and Twitter page with the... with hopefully the names that you see on the screen, if I can edit this correctly. So bear with me. I'm still new to the podcast world, but I'm having a great time learning. Here are those Dear Body Project entries that I mentioned. I hope you really enjoy them because I know I did. What's up, guys? Amber Smiles Jones here on Professionally Silly Station. So obviously I want to share with you the Dear Body entries, but the first and foremost, of course, has to be Ari Fitz herself. It's amazing, it's beautiful, and here it is.
Dear Body, look, I am so sorry I let the world tell me how to love you first. I'm sorry I let the world decide which parts of you to celebrate and which to hide or change forever. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. It took me a little bit to see how strong and resilient and awesome you are. And almost like I was hiding a secret, when I finally did see all those things about you, I would only love you in private. And that's because I knew the moment I felt good in you and, like, walked confidently in you, I would be stripped down. I'd be humiliated for having the audacity to call my black ass, muscular ass, awkward ass body beautiful. But... you are. Dear body, I promise to love you on my own terms. Love yourself.
That is fucking beautiful. It actually comes with a video of her painting herself with this white body paint. It is artistic. It is creative. It is beautiful. It's inspiring. I retweeted it on my Twitter page at True Smiles Jones. True spelled without the E. Everything else is spelled correctly. It is amazing what she's doing and what she's done. And I've got more to share with you. What's up, Smile Squad? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, and I'm back with the next entry of the Dear Body project that Ari Fitz has started. And this one is coming from a young, talented, and well-known black female rapper on social media. Her name is Chika. I hope I did not say her name wrong. If I did, somebody call in and teach me some. I'm gonna learn today. But anyways, this is her entry and it is amazing. Here's Chika.
I'm getting love from all the people that have followed me. What happens when I don't get back to things that are a part of me? When I'm neglecting putting effort into all of me, cause I'm afraid of judgment and the things that they be calling me. I didn't know the easy shit could be so hard for me. And partially I think it's my fault. I took that love and locked it up in a vault. Like I don't need it. Meanwhile, my body crying out cause I don't feed it. The world says they have a problem, they gon' have to see it on me. Convenient for me, my body size concealing for me. Is everybody eating dinner? I'm focused on being slimmer. Tell me when denying food became a healing for me. I'm going days without a meal and longer without sleeping. Counting calories in case the pounds begin to creep in. Knowing body positive is the message that I'm preaching. But I'm okay with letting my own weaken. So dear body, I mean it when I say that I'm so very sorry for ignoring all your needs and listening to everybody. They don't know you like I do, all the shit that we've been through. Even when my ass alone, I still be sitting here with you. I apologize for all the names I called you, it ain't true. Just the fact that I'm still breathing without eating is the proof. You the reason that I'm still able to come up in this booth. Just to tell you that you're beautiful if you ain't ever cool.
Damn, that shit was fire. And she did that with a Nas beat and she fucking killed it. Shout out to Chika. If y'all aren't following her on her social media, you need to. And I will be back with another dope ass Dear Body project entry. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome back to my professionally silly station. And I gotta tell you, the next Dear Body project entry is awesome. It's real, and to be honest with you, it's very close as to pretty much spot on as to how I have been treating myself and my body over the past, since I've been alive. And it's coming from a social media personality. Her name is Muriel. If I said her name, I do apologize. If I said her name wrong, excuse me, I do apologize. But here is her Dear Body project entry. You are going to love this.
Dear Body, I've never been your biggest fan, even if I should be. We've never had a good relationship. These past years, I've been so mean to you. I was ashamed of you. I thought you were the reason why people didn't like me. I was just blaming it all on you. I don't know how and why, but I kinda understood. Like, why? Why is it your body's fault? This is just an automatic thought that your mind uses as defense. You should start using your own power to change things if you really want to. So now it's 2018, and first of all, I am sorry. You didn't deserve all that hate. I wasn't encouraging you to be braver. I was just hurting you. So I'm sorry. I really am. And second of all, I still may not be happy on how you look, If I want to change you, I can. But it must be up to me and not up to what other people think. Not anymore. You are unique, imperfect, strong, weak, courageous, lazy, sensitive, but most importantly, mine. Ciao Ari, grazie per avermi coinvolto in questo fantastico progetto. Ti voglio bene.
That is awesome. I believe she was speaking Italian. I'm not quite sure. It's either Italian or French. I don't know. But it was beautiful. If you go to my Twitter once again, at True Smiles Jones, True spelled without the E, everything else is spelled correctly. You can see the video for yourself and even go ahead and follow these people who are sharing their Dear Body project entries. This is amazing. I am inspired, and I certainly hope that you are. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome back to my station, Professionally Silly. I am really excited to share this next one with you. This next Dear Body Project entry is from a writer and YouTuber by the name of Ashley Wild. I've actually never heard of her before, but I was really excited to see everyone's entry, and she was actually one of my favorites. So here is Ashley Wild's Dear Body Project entry.
Dear body, doesn't it sometimes feel strange to speak to each other? Like the skeptic in prayer, embarrassed at having taken a chance on belief, nervous in case there really is anyone listening, persisting, unsteady. Isn't it strange that no one sees you how I see you? Dear body, if I am not a woman, you do not make me a woman. If I am a man, you are a man. Dear body, we are in this together. Dear body, I am not a woman, not a man, and you are mine. You are mine. You are mine, whatever you are. And ours is a dance all across time, and you don't need to be anything other than what you are to storm the stage. Dear body, there are questions they will always find ways to ask, and answers that will never satisfy, but we don't answer to anyone. Dear body, you have always been patient and firm, gentle and strong, kind and unyielding. I'm sorry I hid from you, dear body. I'm here now.
Damn. Can I just, give me a second. I'm tearing up all of this emotion and creativity. I am being filled with inspiration and love, and I certainly hope that if whoever is listening to this is also feeling that. This is just amazing. Oh my God. If you want to see more Dear Body project entries, Ari Fitz will put those on her Dear Body pages. So just make sure you follow the Dear Body project pages on Twitter as well as Instagram. I would like to shout out everyone who has put in an entry, because it is amazingly honest and brave and courageous to share such, you know, important self-taught lessons with other people. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. I love it. I'm truly touched, and I'm really glad that I got an opportunity to share a lot of this with you all. Imagine a world where we love our bodies honestly and unapologetically. Let's join Ari Fitz and make that real. And to that little white boy who spat on me in middle school, fuck you and everything you have ever believed in. Your dad should have pulled out, you ignorant mistake. Sorry, I had to get that out of my system real quick. I just want to go ahead once again and shout out Ari Fitz for this amazing project that she has brought together. Because of this, we can all see how much we really have in common, even though we're all completely different, but exactly the same. I really hope that you guys decide to join the Dear Body Project and write a letter to your bodies and share them on your Twitters and your Instagrams. And of course, be sure to hashtag Dear Body Project. And make sure you tag myself and Ari Fitz as well. Ari, homie, if you are listening to this, I am extremely proud to know you and very grateful that you asked me to be a part of this amazing project. Keep up the good work and continue being the awesome, talented, and beautiful person that you are. This is Amber Smiles Jones on the best broadcast radio app ever created by anything that can create Anchor. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know and favorite the station. And of course, leave me messages. Also, I would love to extend the Dear Body Project by asking you to call in so that I can share your Dear Body Project entries here on Anchor. And I'll share them with Ari and hope she'll put them on her Dear Body Project Twitter page. Thank you so much for listening. Smile Squad, you guys are the best. This is your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, signing out.